This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning. And welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. If you're just getting up and looking out the window, you know that Courier and Ives have been very, very busy overnight, making everything look gorgeous with that soft, fluffy white snow. Absolutely gorgeous. And one thing we did last night, my grandson Michael, that lives in Florida, he's going to be 4, and he has never seen snow. So last night we did FaceTime with Michael, and my wife showed him me shoveling the back walkway, throwing the snow in the air. He could see the snow coming down with the spotlights in the yard. And he had a wonderful time. So that may be something that if you have grandkids and they're far away and they've never seen snow, living in a warmer climate, do some FaceTime with them today and take your phone or your laptop and bring it outside and show the kids down south what snow actually looks like. I have to make a snowman today, so that Michael can see what a snowman looks like. His version of a snowman is Olga, the snowman from the Disney movie. So now he'll have to see a real snowman. So that may be something that would be fun for those of you listening that have grandkids far away and have never seen snow. Do a little FaceTime with them. They'll enjoy it. One of the most common indoor plants at this time of the year is the Christmas cactus. And the Christmas cactus is actually a tropical plant. It will grow on the ground. It will grow in crotches of branches in trees and has been treated so that it will grow in soil. But it normally lives on decayed leaves and needles, living in compost that has built up in the soil over the years, and now we can grow it in pots. But what a lot of people don't realize is when they get done blooming, you can make them flower a second time, and there's not too many plants that you can do that with. So the secret is plenty of light and on the cool side. If you keep your poinsettia in a south-facing window and you get some bright sunlight near that window during the daytime, your temperatures could be 80-plus degrees. So the flower buds are going to open long quicker. They're not going to bloom as long. So an east window or a west window where they get just good light, some sun in the morning on an east window, and some sun late in the day in a west window, that will extend the blooming cycle of your plant. Now, when it gets done flowering and all the buds are gone, What I'd like you to do is this. Take that Christmas cactus and put it in a room that you don't use that often. Maybe you have a spare bedroom. You have an office that you work every now and then. But a room that's not that active. And if you can keep it in a room that's going to be on the cool side and where you don't turn on the lights during the evening hours, it will rebloom for you within a six-week period. So if it's all done blooming at Christmas, by the middle of February, your Christmas cactus will be in bloom a second time. Just keep it where it's going to get total darkness from when it gets dark, 5 o'clock at night, until the following morning. If you leave it in your living room and you're watching TV until the news finish at 11:30, it won't reflower. But you need to put it in a room where it stays dark and it will rebloom within a six-week period. Now, if you need some help, 855-660-4261. Talk to Nathan, and he'll get you set up. Nathan, who's up first this hour?
Roland's over in Manchester.
Roland, good morning, and happy holidays to you and your family.
Good morning. Merry Christmas to you, too. I got a strange thing that happened. At least I think it's strange anyway. I've got a Japanese maple tree that I've had for 35 years. It's doing very well. But what happened was, this is the first winter that the leaves are still there. They're dry, but they're still there. Usually, it's clean. In other words, you know, I can see the people next door, not next door, but across the street. But right now, the leaves are all on the tree, and they're dry, and there's snow on it right now, you know. So what I'm trying to say is that usually, all the leaves are gone, you know, after fall, you know. But
right. They're
still there.
Yeah, I have a weeping Japanese maple near my fish pond, and I have an 8-foot tall Japanese maple, and just like you said, the leaves are still on the tree, and I don't know why, but the leaves have not fallen from that tree. I also have in the front of my house a flowering peach. No. I can't even think this morning. A flowering pear. And the flowering pear still has the foliage on it. I don't know if it was the weather that we had this fall, but the flowering pear is in full leaf, dried, and they're holding it. And just like you, my Japanese maple. So what I'm going to do when the program ends at 10 o'clock, I am going to go out in the backyard and shake the snow off of the Japanese maple and try pulling on some of the leaves to see if they're still really attached or are they just barely hanging on. But, you know, this year, all the leaves on my oak are off. And normally, the oak still contain leaves, and everything else is barren of leaves. So it's like a crazy year, and I don't understand it. But if the tree isn't too big, Roland, and you're out there cleaning it, see if you can pull some of the leaves out. Sometimes you can just put your hand around the branch and just pull it right down, and the leaves will come right off of it. So I would try that.
But it was just so strange that, you know, like, this is the first time that, you know, the leaves, like, it's a good idea to shake it because I don't want the branches to, but then again, it won't really break because the leaves are really dry. They're not, you know.
Right.
But I will shake it.
Yeah. The thing that you want to be aware is, I mean, this snow that we received was nice and fluffy. It's very light. But if we were to get a heavy, wet snow and stick to it, I mean, it could break the branches on your Japanese maple. So just grab a hold of a branch with your hand, pull it through your hand, and you may remove most of the leaves that way. And the other thing that you should all be doing, if you have hydrangea and you did not cut back the old flowers, take the flowers off. Again, we get a heavy, wet snow, they'll stick to that blossom. The weight of it will bend, and some of your branches on your hydrangea or the Japanese maple will break with the weight of the heavy, wet snow.
Okay, just one quick thing. I have a whole bunch of perennials in my in front of the house, a whole bunch of them. But I wasn't too sure, I know, after all these years, but I usually cut it down in spring, or should I have done it before spring?
I usually cut everything down in the fall. So around Thanksgiving. Yeah. I usually around Thanksgiving. If you didn't do it, it's not a big deal. As soon as spring arrives and the snow disappears, just take some hedge shears or pruners, cut them right down to the ground, because you want to get that dead foliage off before the new growth starts. Otherwise, it'll be more difficult for you to try and clean that plant.
Okay, thank you very much. I feel much better about the Japanese maple than I thought I was going to lose it. Thank you very much, and have a Merry Christmas, you and the family.
Roland, you too. It's real nice talking to you, and you have a great Christmas season. And enjoy the holiday. The season just doesn't last long enough. And with this beautiful snow cover, and another storm due on Tuesday and Thursday, let's get ready. Folks, be ready for snow and ice with Natural Alternative Ice Melt. Natural Alternative Ice Melt before the storm to keep it working to minus 16 degrees. It won't harm your lawn like rock salt can, and it doesn't have a greasy residue on floors and everything else like a deck, walkway, and patios. Natural Alternative Ice Melt is safer for pets and their paws. It's non-toxic and biodegradable. Call Natural Alternatives at 888-546-5941 and tell them that Paul sent you for free shipping.
Do you need help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now. I am pleased to announce our new collection of holiday wreaths and centerpieces. All wreaths are double-sided with fresh balsam fir and measure 20 to 22 inches across. The wreaths will fit perfect on your front door or on the door of your friends or children. This is a perfect present for your children or friends who have moved out of New England and have forgotten the fragrance of Maine. So go to paulparent.com to view and order the wreaths or the centerpieces. Or you can call 207-985-6972. My son Patrick is a Massachusetts nurseryman, and Jason is a Maine master floral designer who is ranked number 2 in the state of Maine for design. Quality is our goal. See it all at www.paulparent.com or call 207-985-6972. That's paulparent.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head? Comb it over? Wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real hair back permanently. Check them out today, because they're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts EZ66 to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad, because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they're ahead of the curve. They use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. And the best part? Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text EZ66 to 85850. Ask about the Bosley Guarantee. EASY66 to 85850.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
A commemorative President Trump dollar for only $5? Yes, the historic Trump dollar starts at only $5 at TrumpDollar.us. Choose from our unique three-coin collection in gold, silver, and copper. The Vote Trump Dollar, Inaugural Trump Dollar, and Make America Great Again Trump Dollar. Available only at TrumpDollar.us. Minted in the USA, our Trump dollars commemorate President Trump's patriotic stand. Order your Trump dollar collection today in time for Christmas delivery at TrumpDollar.us. That's TrumpDollar.us.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We're going to go right to the phone lines. Nathan, who's up next?
Looks like we've got Susan in Johnston, Rhode Island.
Susan, good morning and happy holidays. Merry Christmas to you and your family.
Good, thank you. Thank you. Good morning and Merry Christmas to you and Christine and your whole family.
Thank you.
Also. Paul, I have two quick questions. I love the prairie sunflowers, and they are the only, I guess, perennial sunflowers that there are, and I've had them before, and this time now I just received them in the mail from Seeds, and because they come back every year, is that because they reseed themselves or do they come back from the old plants?
It depends on the zone that you're planting it. In the New England area, it will probably come back from the seed. So it's like planting a wildflower bed. And if you were to drive in the country of in the state of Rhode Island or Maine, New Hampshire, and Massachusetts, you'll see like lupin in the late spring, early summer. And the lupin plantings grow right through the grassy fields in the wild, and they do very well. But they spread by the seed, and they are actually a perennial plant. The prairie sunflower, as long as we don't have a cold winter, they will come back, but the plant makes so many seed that it does come back just from the seed itself and is one of the few annuals that when you put the garden to bed for the fall and the winter months, you just cut it down, you leave the seed heads right there, and they'll multiply, and you'll get more and more, but it's basically from the seed itself. So
okay.
It's not something that you want to set now.
That was my next question. question.
Yeah, what you want to do, Susan, is about a month before the last frost, you could start them inside. And what I always do when I'm planting sunflowers, they look better in a clump rather than in a straight row. And I'll take a 4-inch pot, fill it with some nice potting soil, and put 3 or 4 seeds in it. Once they come up, I'll keep it to 2 or 3 seedlings in that pot. And then I'll transplant it when the threat of frost is over. You have a nice plant that's going to be maybe 3-4 inches tall, have a nice thick stem on it, and they'll transplant a lot easier and flower earlier for you. And that means you'll have more seed that in the fall will have matured and will be viable to make new plants in your garden for the following year.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so once they finish flowering next fall, I don't cut the seeds and bring them inside the heads. I just let them stay on the ground.
Right. And
okay. We have snow now, but I was going to call you last Sunday and I didn't. But I was going to ask you, if I put them on the ground, like, say, last week, would they survive because they're the first ones or not?
Well, you run the risk of, right now, because the ground hasn't frozen, you run the risk of chipmunks and squirrels looking for food, and they could pick up some of that seed. So what you would have to do, Susan, is just to dig a little hole about the depth of one knuckle and push the seed in, and that way you'd be insured that the mice, the chipmunks, the squirrels wouldn't find the seed. But for this year, all I would do is wait till a month before, start them in, plant them outside, and then in the fall, when they're all dried, cut them down to the ground and let Mother Nature continue.
Mice moving into your home in the fall, would you like to prevent them from coming into your home, your garage, your tool shed, your camper or trailer? Well, there's a great solution. It's called Mouse Magic, safe to use around kids and pets. Bonide has the answer, Mouse Magic. It's all natural mouse repellent. Mouse Magic has a pleasant aroma. The smell is like spearmint and peppermint and can be found at your local nursery and garden center.
If you like the garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. If you need some help, give us a call, 855-660-4261. That's 855-660-4261. I wanted to let you know that we have sold out of our Christmas wreaths. I don't know what happened. In the last week, everybody called. The wreaths are all gone. But Jason and I went out into the woods on Friday. We tipped some fresh balsam and some white pine. And Jason will be here today and tomorrow making centerpieces. So we do have those. We don't make them up ahead. We only make them up to order. So if you'd like those, just go to paulparent.com. You can see them, place the order, and we'll ship them out. Okay, Nathan, who's up next?
Carrie in Mass.
Carrie, good morning. Yeah. Merry Christmas and happy holidays to you.
Oh, thank you, and you too. What a beautiful day.
It is.
My husband and I, we got a new, you know, quote unquote, after the foundation and everything, a new glass greenhouse.
Okay.
And it's about 24 by 24. And we're just starting to, you know, we took all our summer plants into the neighborhood summer plants, mandevillas and hibiscus. And I put some plant tone on them and I trimmed them all back. They look pretty healthy. The only thing is it started looking like I was getting a mildew problem. Is that because of the plant tone I stuck on it or?
If mildew would be on the foliage. Now, where is this growth? Is the growth?
It's on the soil.
Oh, okay.
Then
that's the plant tone. And all you need to do, take your fingertips, just rough up that soil, and that will work it in. Or what you could do is, if there's room in the container, buy a bag of like pine bark mulch, and just cover the soil with the mulch, and that will hide the
excellent the mulch. Salt. I didn't even think of mulch.
Yeah. Now how warm are you keeping the greenhouse?
Oh, warm enough, yes. It's in the 60s at night, and then it goes up to, you know, it gets as warm as it gets. It has a blower on if it gets too warm.
Okay. Now, how about water? Are you
Are you able to have?
Oh yes, it has water, so I go out and I can go out and water them daily if they needed it.
Okay, so you have water year round.
Yes, I have. We have a hydrant right in it.
Okay, that's absolutely perfect. Now, the one thing that you want to do is, as the weather gets cooler, you're going to see that you'll get some condensation on it.
Oh, okay. Uh-huh.
And one thing that works really well, Carrie. Now you said that the house itself is glass, right?
Yes, it's all glass. Yes, it's beautiful. Yes.
Okay. I worked in greenhouses since 1968, and one thing that we found with the glass greenhouses is that. It was, especially when it gets really cold, the cost of heating it goes up really, really quick.
Unfortunately, yes.
And one thing that we used to do, and it cut our heating in half.
Ooh, okay.
And what you do, there is a company called Griffin Greenhouse Supply.
Oh, yes, I know exactly where it is. I've been there.
Okay. Now, yes. Griffin sells plastic, and they have all grades of plastic, some that will only last a year, some that will last several years. And what we did, Carrie, and it works so awesome.
Okay.
We put a piece of plastic over the greenhouse. And we tacked it to the bottom of the greenhouse with a staple gun.
Uh-huh.
And just before we put the plastic on, we removed one piece of glass.
Oh, all right.
Okay. And where that glass came off, we put a piece of like paneling. In its place, and at Griffin, you can buy a blower.
Yes, you have a blower.
This blower, you would install in that piece of paneling, and you would put your first piece of plastic over it, and then you cut a hole where the blower is. Then you put a second piece of plastic over it, and when you turn on the blower, it expands the plastic, and it will expand the two layers of plastic by 12 to 18 inches. So now you've got a piece of plastic on the outside where the weather is cold, where it's expanded, your temperature is going to be a lot warmer, and then in the greenhouse, it's going to be even warmer. So it's a way that you can prevent heat loss. And the other thing that it does, because it fluffs up just like a big pillow, when you get snow, when the snow builds up on one side, it shakes the other side, and the snow slides off of it so that you don't have to worry about the weight of the snow collapsing the greenhouse.
Oh, okay.
But give Griffin Greenhouse a call.
I will.
And ask them, you know, tell them that you want a blower that you can put between two pieces of plastic, and they can... They can tell you how to do it and everything else, but we were able to cut the heating costs in our greenhouses, and these were big greenhouses, by 50%.
Wow, 50% sounds wonderful.
Yeah. But talk to the people at Griffin Greenhouse Supply. They're all over New England,
the one in Tewksbury isn't far.
Right.
Tewksbury at Billerica, yes.
Yeah.
It's been there. It's They're very, yeah, very, very nice people. Okay.
Yeah. Go and
I didn't even think of that. Yeah.
Yeah. Go and see Griffin and talk to them about it. They'll show you what it looks like, what the cost is, and I'll tell you, okay. It will cut your heat by 50%. And
wow.
You'll get a day like today. You'll take out your patio chair.
Oh, yes.
Sit in the greenhouse with a little suntan lotion. You'll be in great shape.
It is. It's lovely. Well, thank you very much, Paul. I've been listening to you forever. Thanks
thank
so
you,
much.
Carrie. You have a real bye-bye. Nice holiday. Bye-bye.
Yes, you too. Bye-bye.
Bye. If you need some help, don't be shy. Pick up the phone and give us a call. 855-660-4261. Nathan, who's up next?
Eric's over there in Keene.
Eric from Keene, New Hampshire. Good morning, Merry Christmas, and Happy Holidays.
All the same to you, Paul.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for, I need your help.
Okay.
I am starting some new garden beds, and I'm a very new novice gardener, and I took some grassy areas in my yard, and I tilled them up. And so I've tried to pull as much weeds out as I can, but right now, basically, I have a tilled area, and I have bought some bags of manure. I was going to put down the manure on these areas. Now we have 5 inches of snow on the ground.
Right.
So I'm wondering for some next steps and just any insight from you about things I can do to be successful.
Okay. Is your soil heavy with clay or is it on the sandy side, Eric?
I would say, I'm not sure. It's more like dirt, like just, I would say more sandy.
Okay. Then any type of organic matter that you can add to the soil in the spring will be fantastic. When I moved to our home here in Maine, the area that we chose had full sun all day. It was protected with big trees. The ideal situation. Unfortunately, we had 4 inches of topsoil, and the rest was all sand. So I rented a rototiller. I tilled it really, really good. I let the sun bake and kill all of the weeds and grasses that I had rototilled. And I live 15 minutes from the ocean. I went down and picked up seaweed and put down a good 3-4 inches of seaweed and retilled it. And that spring, I bought in seasoned cow manure. And you can find cow manure. I mean, you just go to your nursery, garden center, feed and grain store, and we apply 5 yards of cow manure to the garden. I can still see my 3 boys with kerchiefs on their nose. They look like bandits going to rob a bank because they didn't like the smell of the manure. And then I put down some lime, I tilled it in, and it worked pretty good for the first year. And then the following fall, I shredded all my leaves, I put in the pine needles, I started a compost pile, and within a 5-year period, Eric, that 4 inches was probably around 12 to 14 inches of nice, rich soil that I just use composting-type material.
Well, right now I have the bags of manure. I went and bought those yesterday. Would you recommend putting them down now over the 3-4 inches of snow, or should I wait till spring?
I would wait until spring because if you put it down now, a lot of the goodness that's in that manure may leach out with the rain and the snow that we will be getting from now until April. So I would just leave it in the garage or the tool shed.
And then when the snow is gone in mid to late March, just take it out there, spread it, and get a bag of lime and put that on it. And, you know, if you're able to get to the ocean with some black trash bags, put that seaweed on there. You know, any kind of composting material. Some of the nurseries sell compost all ready to go by the yard. But the thing is, you've got to build up the organic matter in your soil, and that's with leaves, dead plants, composting, seaweed, anything like that. And then add the natural alternative fertilizer, which is 60 different beneficial microbes, and that will help. Unbelievable.
Folks, be ready for snow and ice with Natural Alternative Ice Melt. Natural Alternative Ice Melt before the storm to keep it working to minus 16 degrees. It won't harm your lawn like rock salt can, and it doesn't have a greasy residue on floors and everything else like a deck, walkway, and patios. Natural Alternative Ice Melt is safer for pets and air paws. It's non-toxic and biodegradable. Call Natural Alternatives at 888-546-5941 and tell them that Paul sent you for free shipping.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No mourning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
I am pleased to announce our new collection of holiday wreaths and centerpieces. All wreaths are double-sided with fresh balsam fir and measure 20 to 22 inches across. The wreaths will fit perfect on your front door or on the door of your friends or children. This is a perfect present for your children or friends who have moved out of New England and have forgotten the fragrance of Maine. So go to paulparent.com to view and order the wreaths or the centerpieces. Or you can call 207-985-6972. My son Patrick is a Massachusetts nurseryman, and Jason is a Maine master floral designer who is ranked number 2 in the state of Maine for design. Quality is our goal. See it all at www.paulparent.com or call 207-985-6972. That's paulparent.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
So are you tired of being tired? Well, then it's time to get the tea. Hey, it's Lisa here to tell you about this all-natural, all-organic tea I've been drinking that has had great results for over 20 years. It's called Life Change Tea, and it's specially formulated to help detoxify and cleanse your kidneys, liver, colon, and blood all at once. The colon is one of the most ignored organs in the human body. The faster that waste is eliminated from the body, the less time that waste sits in our intestines, spreading toxins to our bloodstream. This tea helps cleanse chemicals caused by outside intruders from our entire digestive system, and get this, weight loss can be a side effect. And with continued use of the tea, you can experience clear, healthier, younger looking skin, increased energy, and a happier outlook on life. So if you're tired of being tired, get the Life Change Tea at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com, and like me, you'll be glad you did.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is
the stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Good morning. 855-660-4261. Give us a call. Nathan, who's up next?
We've got open lines right now.
We have some open lines, so if you have a question, give us a call, and we'll get right to you. One of the things that you will enjoy at this time of the year are some of the traditional winter flowering plants. And one of my favorite is called the Kalanchoe. Some people call it Kalancho. But it is a succulent type plant. It has thick leaves, just like your hens and chickens and sedum that you have in your garden. But this is a flowering plant, and it's a wonderful plant. You can buy them in a 4-inch pot or larger. It's a plant that, when it gets done blooming, it will continue to grow. And in many cases, it will flower more than once. And it's a plant that you can keep over, and it will get larger and larger and continue to flower when the days are short. Now, Kalancho, or Kalanchoe, has a cluster of probably 15 to 25 quarter-inch flowers. They're in the shape of a rectangle. And they come in orange, they come in pink, they come in white, and they come in yellow. And again, it's a plant that flowers when the days get short. So in a mature plant, as the flowers go by, you remove them. And if they're kept in a room that when the sun goes down, the room gets dark, and it stays dark, it will continue to make flower buds all winter long. Unlike other plants that you get one big show of color, and then it's done. But the Kalanchoe or Kalancho is a plant that will continue to flower all winter, with new buds coming up. They're long-lasting. Usually a cluster of flowers will last between 2 and 3 weeks.
It will tolerate a cold or a drafty room. So if you live in an older home and it's more difficult to heat, this is a plant that will do very, very well. And you don't have any problems with discoloration of the foliage. But it's called Kalanchoe. So when you're out and about looking at poinsettias, ask the salespeople to show you this plant. It also makes a great gift plant. And for people that don't tend to get out as much, they spend a lot of time indoors during the winter, this is a plant that they will really enjoy because it just keeps flowering and flowering for, well, I've had some that starts to bloom around mid-September, and it will go right up until April. And it's a nice little plant with that thick foliage on the light side of green, but it's something that you will enjoy, and we'll take a draft, and we'll take a cooler home. Now, there's another plant that will do well in a cool home, and it's called a cyclamen or sickleman. And it is actually a bulb. And when you look at the plant, the foliage grows in a mushroom cap shape, rounded. The leaves are in the shape of a heart, and they range from green to silver in color and combinations of. And if you spread the foliage open, you will see that there is a bulb sitting on top of the soil, and the foliage is coming out of there. The flower buds come out pointed, just like a Hershey Kiss, but smaller. And as the flower matures, it will open up to look like a butterfly. They're on a long stem that's going to be 3 to 5 inches above the foliage, and it can be covered with these flowers. And this is a plant that will bloom from the time that you buy it in November, December, January. It will last all the way to April if you can keep it on the cool side. It's a great plant, and something that for people to spend a lot of time indoors, they'll enjoy it.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.